It's 12 minutes past 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Murray and Darren.
And I'd like to say thank you again to all sponsors of this great radio station, Alive 90.5. I'd like to say thank you everybody who's joining us live on the Facebook page, Business Insights with Murray and Darren. You can find all these videos, all previous interviews, thanks to Darren Capes Davis. He's a magician, he knows technology. I've just pressed the play button, play. And thank you to all people joining on our Instagram page as well. Thank you very much. Guys, your support is really, really great. And I'd like to say thank you, Matt, who is today with us in studio. Matt was our guest, Darren and myself, a few weeks ago. And he voluntarily accepted to be on a training with Darren, because we're going to break his arms and legs if he doesn't do the training with us. So please, guys, stay the second hour with us. Matt's going to have an opportunity to apply what he learned from Darren. And I believe there's no doubt he learned quite a lot, because myself, I learned a lot from Darren Capes Davis. But saying that, we have the guest in his studio, and I lied deliberately and purposely that he lost 16 kilos in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but he lost 16 kilos in 6 weeks. 6 weeks, guys, you need to listen to this. But let's go introduce our guest in the studio. Welcome, Kapil.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Hey, thank you for finding time to be with us in studio. And your better half was with us a few weeks ago, right? She didn't say nice things about you, but you're gonna share those things with us. Kapil, thank you for finding time to be with Darren and myself in studio.
Now, Kapil, you're hiding behind the mic on Facebook Live. You might want to just move it over. Because there's a camera. Oh, there we go. And if you want to see Facebook Live, right into my iPad, which is the camera. That's it.
So what I just have to say, Kapil, your wife, she was with us a few weeks ago, and this studio, it's actually hosting the people like yourself. Darren and myself, we are hosting people who are true unsung business heroes, somebody who can inspire others, particularly listeners, because this show is about listeners. And you have a very compelling story. You know, there is no Hollywood glitter, there is no red carpet. It's just an ordinary person who achieved quite a lot. So, Kapil, introduce yourself to our guests there. Thank you, guys. That was a Kapil. We take a short break now.
Back to the music, hey?
So, Kapil, please continue. Are you confused, Kapil?
No, I just got confused about the break, but that's all right. I'm okay about it. I've been warned enough.
You've been warned. You tried to say that in night.
Oh, you got inside knowledge.
Yeah, I've got some inside knowledge.
He's been warned. So, Kapil.
Yeah, look, as you rightly pointed out, very ordinary guy, normal middle-class background, things going on in life, happy, go to engineering, go to the job, find a job. Yes, I've got it. I'm making more money. Go work for a large company. That will be it. That's it. I'm never going to quit. And then finally, next ambition, go to Australia, go there, buy a house, build it, everything all being done. And eventually, back in 2017, I realized that this is not who I am. And I've had a bit of a crisis in these days, like everybody else. You know, missed out a massive promotion of a senior level executive in a company, Fortune 200 company called Cognizant. And that just created a lot of anger inside me. And at that time, back in 2012, I got introduced to my first coach. And he made a huge difference to me. A gentleman from Melbourne, he flew down all the way to Sydney and spent an entire day and changed my life. But despite the awareness, I was stuck for 5 years in the same place about what do I do. And I started my journey in 2017 of personal
development. Can I ask you before we dig deep into your story? You say you stuck for 5 years.
Yes.
Who do you blame for that?
Me. Absolutely. It was all me, 100%.
Why you? Me. Why don't you blame Darren or myself or Matt? Why don't you blame? I'll tell you quickly. I was the guy who pointed a finger in freaking everybody for my mistakes. And trust me, I can make it. Yeah. This is about this. This is the very first time somebody told me my face, or Darren or Matt, that this is your mistakes, that you blame yourself. Why is that?
Yeah, well, I think every single individual tend to typically internally blame themselves. And now the moment we get into this situation where we blame ourselves too much, it can be very depressing. So we need to look out and point at some other environment or constraints or any issues which is there with somebody else, just so that our ego, our basic ego, doesn't get impacted.
Okay.
Fact is, if people don't have their ego and self-respect, it's not possible to survive.
Do you believe that we are product of our choices?
We are absolutely product of our choices, 100%. 100%.
And you say something interesting here, that we internally will blame ourselves.
We tend to judge ourselves much more worse than other people. People say you judge other people, but the way we beat ourselves up is massive.
Do you mind in this conversation, because there's a gentleman with us in studio here who is truly, you know, a remarkable person, And I like to ask the Matt, do you blame yourself for what's happened to you?
Max got no mic at the moment.
Who cares? Just not the head, you know what I mean? I know it doesn't have the head. That's why I'm just joking. But, Matt, do you...
Is that going to work? It may not work, Murray.
No, that's right.
Okay. We'll catch up with Matt in the next hour.
Matt, later, because I like to hear you in the second hour. So just remember, I spoke with Kapil. When we blame ourselves internally, but why we go externally blaming other people?
It's because if you think about it, the moment I realize, I as an individual, anybody, realize that I'm actually at a fault and the fault is so massive that there's nothing to do, then my life has no meaning. And I was there. So because the survival, in that case, survival mechanism kicks in and we tend to find something else in the environment. This must be something wrong with other people. So a lot of people are driven to think about suicide. A lot of people driven to think about really extreme actions because they blame themselves too much.
Yeah.
But because you don't want to do that, because people know that this is precious, they start looking at other people, other issues, so that they don't take responsibility of it. And they say, I was all right, but it was this one situation, this one person, this one job. It's them. So that I can continue to feel this, I'm better driver than anybody else.
May I ask you something very privately? And I'm privately. Did your decisions, your anger, whatever you want to call this, on a workplace, actually transferred into your private life?
Everything. See, I believe one thing. There's no personal life, professional life. You're one person. So, if
can you
ever...
Can you explain this? When you say there's no professional life, no private life.
People say, there are people who say, no, when I reach home, I switch myself off. And when I'm work, I don't worry about anything else. Like, think about an extreme situation and then bring it to real life. If your kid is sick at work, at home, can you work properly? No. Unless you're inhuman. If your boss comes and really like rebukes you or says something bad to you, can you actually be happy at home? No. So these are extreme situations. If you look at it, that means our mind gets impacted about what's happening. It's one single mind. It's not like divided into half that my left half is going to deal with work and right half is going to deal with at home. That's why it's not possible to split yourself in two parts ever.
So,
not possible.
You know, Darren, I want to help. You heard that expression, work hard, play hard. Would you say that expression, it's a good one? It's a valid?
Not really. I'll say live well.
See, that's what it is. That's what Kapil actually saying, because, you know, I truly believe we humans try to justify our actions. And by saying, work hard, play hard, you know, like what you said, there's no left side of the brain, right hand side. You can't, you're one person. I'm very grateful. Darren, we should take a break.
Indeed.
You're listening a lot.
Time for a break.
Yeah.
And we have Westlife, Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, I like it, this one.
Live 9.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
Alive 90.5.
It's 24 minutes past 12. Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
And before we continue with our guest Kapil in studio, again, I'd like to say big thank you to all sponsors of Alive 90.5. I'd like to say thank you to Darren Kevis Davis, to my partner in crime for making this Business Radio Talk Show very, very awesome. And even we are a community radio station, we endeavor, Darren and I, truly to our guest be somebody who's going to inspire you. So for this interview with Kapil, you can come on a Facebook page, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. You can watch live, you can watch a little bit later today after 2 p.m. or go on our website alive905.com.au under the podcast section, and you're going to find this interview. So Kapil, give us a little bit of your journey. Where are you born?
Oh, well, I'm from India, as you can probably...
No way.
Tell me, look at my skin and tell.
So, from India, where exactly in India, may I ask you?
This is the place where the desert is, which is Rajasthan. Yeah, so I was born and brought up in Rajasthan, did my engineering and did my MBA and typical stuff that people do, especially people from Indian background, they tend to take a look at the education as a main thing. And that's what I did.
And we're just passing the coffee around the studio at the
moment.
No, we
just I asked for the banana bread as well. We have the some lunch, you know, just a joke inside. So, what? How long took you to come from Australia? When did you come from India to Australia?
2009 is when I came here for the very first time.
You chose the year of the global financial crisis.
Exactly, that's the time.
Great time to land.
But fortunately, I used to work for a company called Cognizant, which is like a $16 billion US dollar company, and they sent me here to build the business. From India to Australia. So I came here right in the middle of the GFC. GFC. But I was here first time in 2008, and all my overseas travel, and this is like not, I'm not saying it just because I'm in Australia and you guys are born and brought up here, but I love it.
Do I look like I'm born in Australia? Does my English sound to you like a Darren Nomad? No, I'm not. I'm just, you know, I was a refugee camp in 2000. Okay.
So look, the thing is that I came here in 2008, and before that, all my overseas travel, which I went to literally like a lot of countries before, when I came to Australia, 3 weeks assignment with News Corp, I fell in love with people here. And I don't say it lightly.
You know what,
because,
Kapil?
Yeah.
This is the, again, you know, I can't explain to people, I'm in love with Sydney. 22 years later, I'm still in love with the city.
Yeah.
So I can relate to this. So please continue. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember just in the 3 week assignment, I went to a client's place for dinner at his home.
Yeah.
I would go to a park and I'd see so many families. I was like, this is a place I could go to. Mm. And and when it was there that somebody senior need to move over, I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And we both moved here in April. Bit of a struggle for my wife in the beginning, but we started falling in love with the place immediately. I've got two girls, both of them are settled, happy, really happy.
Yeah.
So this is home for us. So I'm very fortunate that I've got two homes. I've got India, which I absolutely love.
Yes.
And I've got Australia, which I absolutely adore and love. Yes. So this is home for us.
So when was your promotion missing here in Australia?
Yeah, look, 2012.
Because you mentioned, 2012.
Yeah, so look, I really busted my ass.
Yeah.
I really worked very hard and I was getting great ratings. But I missed out a promotion. And you know how people have this expectation and entitlement? When they don't get something which they think they deserve, they tend to blame other people. So I blame my boss. I blame other people. I blame everybody. I blame the organization. And I became absolute. I started bitching about the company. I used to love the company. I started bitching about it everywhere. I was a negative force. And I should have been fired, which wouldn't have been the first time. Because back in 2005, I was fired from Microsoft, which I used to work for before. But that's a different story.
So when, you know, we're gonna watch you when you get the Pfizer vaccine, I mean, or somebody's...
Yeah, like you say, hey, this guy has a series of failures, amazing failures.
Yeah.
But fortunately, my boss, who was Australian-British guy, he was earlier a GM at Foxtel, and he joined, and I was really committed to him. So he said, this guy was the reason I'm successful in Cognizant. I'm not going to let him go.
Yeah.
Because the country had said, you should fire him. And again, Countryhead is a good friend of mine. He actually gave me a recommendation on my book as well. He's amazing. But I was in that format of blaming other people, right? So in that context, he said, no, I'm not going to fire you. And he got me a coach. I was very negative in the beginning.
So let me understand. Yeah. Yeah. During the process of you bitching and mourning and, you know, being negative for the workplace, your friend who didn't promote you actually found you the coach.
My coach, my boss, he got me a coach. My boss got me a coach from the company.
How did you feel when someone says to you, you need a coach?
I was pissed off. I had a meeting. I was like, what the hell? And I did not.
But you don't feel, Darren, how would you feel? It's like you miss a promotion and everything else. And I say to you, Darren, you need a coach, man. So like, Mario, come here too.
Well, I think for me, I found myself in that position, similar, but rather being told by a boss to have a coach, I did my own discovery over about 3 or 4 years, similar to yourself, Kapil. So I understand it well. Something with engineers, that's where you end up, and sometimes you need to wake up. So,
yeah. It was a massive wake up kick, and I remember his name is Arthur Wamsley. He's an amazing guy, 79 now, 80 now. He actually told me when I was going hard for about 3 hours, he spent an entire day. He said, if I was your boss, I would have fired your ass. And then I woke
up. So, Kapil, you know, I know Darren's story, like, I know quite well, and, you know, this interview is about you and how you can, through your life experience, which I say life experience involves work, family, whatever it is. When you work in a corporate world, you know, you come Monday morning, what did you notice? Is the people happy? Or did they work because they work? Or they're living on a work hoping that they're going to get promotion, the pay rise, something like this?
Yeah. Look, I'll put people in three categories in the corporate world. One, who are really happy. Really happy from within, it doesn't matter what they do.
Okay.
They're really happy and they're really, I know people like that and I admire them a lot. They're really giving it all. They're in very small percentage.
Yeah.
Second set of people who are happy as long as the organization does what they want them to do and as long as they don't get into a conflict. A conflict comes, boop, they go up and down.
Up and down.
And the third set of people who stopped caring, who passed, stopped caring. They don't care. They go, they do the job. Job is just only because they need something to do. That's all. So these are the three set of people. And I would say majority of my experience, which is what I saw, that 95% of my experience was in category B. I was in category A at times where I was really happy. Things are happening and I'm really going. But when I actually calculated that with my coach, it came to a really low 5%. And I had this thing that I want to be a director at 40, which is a stupid, like it doesn't have any meaning. And when I didn't become a director at 40, I became at 41. I went mad because it was sense of entitlement, expectations, and all of those kind of things came
like a life owes you to become director.
Yeah, right? So as if basically there was something amazing about this thing. And when I looked at it, I realized that what I have done so far, it was a very hard call. Look at it and say, I am a mediocre. And this is all I am. I'm a support system. That's all I am. This is it. All my pride and what pride? For what? What have I done? What have I accomplished? And as you grow older, you also start looking at like, can I make a contribution? I have not met a single person who does not want to contribute. But people realize it later. They think of contribution just as charity. But they realize it later that life is more about what you can do for others. And in that process, enrich yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start asking those questions, say, who am I? What have I done? And the answer, just the mirror just looks at you, back at you and just doesn't say anything. It's a pretty shameful place to be at. And at that time, you have only two decisions. Either you become an ignorant fool, and I'll use the word ignorant fool, or you say, no, I got to do something different, which is what I did. My only problem is it was a 5-year long process for me. I was fat. I was 86 kg all my life, could never reduce weight. And then my identity shifted. And boom, whatever I wanted, it was just one of the easiest things I ever
did. So if I hear this correctly, we all need that breaking point in our life, which is going to remake us into something what we dream about, or we're going to sink even lower. Ladies and gentlemen, listening online, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. Darren's going to take us to the break, and our guest in the studio, Kapil, is going to share more of his life experience. No doubt you're gonna enjoy what's coming next. You're listening to 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren, and thank you for tuning.
It's 22 minutes to one, the live 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren.
And we are very grateful, Darren and myself, to have such an extraordinary gentleman in the studio who is our guest, Kapil, who doesn't hold prisoners. You know, it's very, very unusual from our guests that we'll open the way he's opening. And this is the essence of this radio show, because we are the Business Insights. But Business Insights doesn't entitle conversation about business itself. And Kapil, our guest, nailed this one today. You know, you have the fancy radio stations and it's all been programmed and everything else. But our guests are coming today and every Friday with our red carpet, you know, without all these, you know, beautiful lights and announcements, but if what they're bringing, what you can buy, you can't frame it in that lifestyle of celebs. It's a life experience most of us want to experience, but we don't know how. So we are very grateful that your listeners empowered with the people like Kapil. Kapil, we are truly, you know, grateful you find the time, and being so abruptly honest, okay, it's what makes me very happy. Dan is not happy because he has a hand on a button there for you, all your words, you know what I mean? I'm going to be smacked later. So, no profanity on a radio, but I feel like it's okay. But, you know, that's the thing, that's the life it is. But it's talking passion out of you. That's the beauty. So, you did get promotion, young family, and then you told by your boss, I'll not promote you, but I'll give you the coach, you know what I mean? Which you need to pay, obviously, not the company.
No, company paid.
A company paid?
Yeah, $6,600 for that whole day.
How much they paid?
$6,600 for the whole day.
For the whole day?
Yeah, because invoice did hit my...
Darren, I'm going to give you the invoice for $8,800 for the 2 hours. Well,
the only way I got to know, because my invoice, because I was managing the P&L, the invoice did hit my account.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, indirectly paid.
So, how did you accept this that, you know, Hugo, this is the coach.
Yeah, look.
Do you find this as being humiliated?
In the very first, I remember the meeting with the coach and the person, the company, and I even remember I was sitting which side of the table and I was like, this is such a bad thing, such a crap. Like, I'm such an important guy. I was the first person to move from Cognizant offshore to on. I'm like, I've done this, and they're doing this to me. I was doing that constantly too in the company. I was like, They could do this to me? Do you want me to quit? And, I mean, they would have said quit, but yeah, they didn't. They were amazing. Because I mean, I've had a good relationship going. Like, if I look at it, and it's a little bit of a diversion in corporate world, there are two things that work. One, there's a performance capital. And this is from Carla Harris, who was the vice chairman of Morgan Stanley, amazing woman. So people should really look her up and look at the original side. But she says there are two coins. One, you have a performance capital, which gets picked up when you're doing a great job. And that, the only thing performance capital does is it makes a sponsor notice you. And after that, everything is relationship capital, because no matter what you do in your corporate world, all the decisions which are going to impact you, your promotion, the money you make, the bonus you get, the stocks you get, and the project you get, it's all going to be taken in a door where you don't have an entry inside that room. So you better have the relationship capital. So I had enough relationship capital so that they did not fire me for 3 months, but they were going to fire me. And
I will fire you as well. Like, if I see every day, like, you know, I mean, you come like a that way, that I will say like a pill, you know what I mean?
It's not working. And the thing is, I was very negative, but then I also trusted the HR guy who was doing it and my boss.
Yes.
And I went into the process, and frankly, I didn't have any option as well. But as I went into it, and as the first 3 hours of me being bad with my coach passed, and he finally got to me by really shouting at me and letting me realize, and I don't have a shame in sharing. In about 10 minutes, I was crying because I realized how much bad I did.
Tell me the point. Why coach? Why they wanted you coach?
Yeah, because
did you have the anger issues, you know what I mean? Or did you be the very, very negative person? Or did you see maybe silver lining in this? They try to say nicely, Bill, take it, this business coach, maybe it's the model for you outside, and then we're going to have a beer.
No, I don't think so. No. I think very, and I had a chat with my boss and the super boss, the country head, everybody after that, and they just valued what I was doing for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And they just knew that I have a lot of power and lot of stuff to give to the company still.
Yes.
And they said, if we can turn this guy around, he has been a force, he has done good stuff, and he will turn out to be good. Now, it's a different story that ultimately, coaching did kept me in the company, but I don't believe that my performance after that went up in a massive way, because I just realized, at that moment, I realized that maybe the game I have played so far in my life has been a very mediocre game.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to do better because I have better expectations. And I realized, I mean, there's a 15,000 realization.
Yeah.
But at that moment, my change started. It still took me 5 years. I got promoted next year. I was also part of $100 million, where I was a commercial lead, $100 million win with a large telecom company in Australia. But that, none of it gave me what I needed to. What really shifted was a conversation with my next boss, where I remember that I was so frustrated. This is 2017 and September. I started some personal development program, and I've reduced all my weight. I'm like thin and not strong like the way I am today. but I was like, I lost all my weight, 16 kg, 16 week. Everything was done. But my mind was still like, is this who I am? Is this my identity? What could I do? And I was talking to my boss, and I asked him that, Ivan, why do you keep me around? Why am I here? And it's an odd question for a senior leader to be asking another senior leader, but I asked him, and he said, hey, look, you know what? And he's a big fan of the NFL.
Okay.
And he said that, hey, in the sport, like, you have all these people who are on the ground running and pushing and going all out. And there are people who are supporting them, getting them water, keeping them pepped up. You're that guy, Kapil. My entire 1,000 people team in Australia, I can't hold it without you. And while he was being supportive, my mind went boom.
So it's like an epiphany.
It was an epiphany. Oh, I thought I'm a leader. I thought I'm making a difference. I have become only a supporter. Now, I don't have any problem in people being supporter at all. Yeah. But if that's the only thing I am, and you know what? 1 week later, I quit.
Just like that.
But I, in that 1 week, I ate my coach's head because I had a coach by that time. Yeah. I spent like four or five hours with my coach across days and figured out what I had to do. And he had to say it to me. And he was amazing. His name is Graham. Graham said, hey, in my entire career as a coach for 20 odd years, he was like 66-year-old guy, I've only told four or five people that they should become coaches. You should become a coach. And I was like, what? And I figured it out. I said, this is what I want to do. I want to live a life of impact. And I looked at my entire career that it gave me immense pleasure when people were growing up.
Yeah.
And it was the most energizing thing. And that's when I took a leap. And that's just history.
But let me ask you, you know, the moment you resign, there must be a shift as well in your private life. You know, suddenly you have no salary.
Yeah.
You know, all the bodies from the work is disappearing, which is normal. And everything else. How did you deal with that one?
Yeah, so fortunately, my wife was in a good job. Mm-hmm. And like I remember, I called her and said, I'm going to resign. She said, go ahead. She didn't say why, what. Yeah. She said, go ahead on the phone. And I just went and resigned. So she was in the job and we knew we will manage. We had savings. It's a different issue altogether. But that typical middle class people specifically, and I don't know about people here, but specifically if you're from any kind of an Indian background and all, you tend to buy property. You tend to save and save.
Yeah, yeah.
So my money was stuck in property. And property market went down in 2018-19. And 2018 was a terrible year because I did all the typically what people do, which is let's enroll into a course.
Yeah.
And I wasted a lot of my time. In my entire year as a full-time guy, I made $17,600. Which you can think about the amount of issue on the conference because I was on a 200K plus salary. And so again, I'm not saying it to say impress anybody, but it's like, imagine the self-doubt, insecurities, and you are a coach. You're supposed to give people positivity and inside, you are doubting yourself. And then my wife, because the environment at home was like positive, yeah. we're going to do that. And energy, my wife quit as well. And we are just, basically, we're making $5,500.
Such a story, yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we take a short break. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insight with Mari and Darin. And Darin is going to take us to the break. And this very compelling, strong story. If it doesn't move your DNA, your muscles, your molecules, whatever it is, I'm not sure what will. Stay tuned. We take a short break.
It's 7 minutes to one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mari and Darin.
And I'd like to say thank you to Darin Capps-Davis for keeping this technology, this studio, this show, all us alive. And thank you for sharing your knowledge, Darin, with all of us. And our guest in studio, Kapil, who I'm blown away for one simple reason. You know, you can watch TVs on TVs, you can watch the reality shows. And mostly and lately, we can see last couple of years, celebrities who turns the rogue and they done bad things, they admit they done bad things and everybody feels sorry for them. And we are like, oh my God, poor baby, poor man, this and that. And they become the stars. But that's not the stars. Stars doesn't need to be found. They brighten your day. And today, the brightest star of the day in Sydney, it is Kapil with us in studio. Second one, equal to him, next to him, is not just me and Darin, but it's a Matt who's gonna join us, you know, in studio to talk to our guest in studio, Kapil. But Kapil, being honest, it can be double-edged sword. You know, when you're honest, people are gonna see this. Do you believe that? You know, like as a weakness and use you? No. Why not? Tell me why not? Yeah. Why? Look, I'm interested. Why not?
It's simple. If for me,
yeah.
Sorry. It's simple for me, which is that by being honest about who I am, I'm going to attract the kind of people that are going to be honest with me. And those people are the ones who are going to make a difference to me. And, you know, in the short term, yes, I can make more money. I can get those things. But I know that at the end of the day, I won't deserve it because I was in the corporate job where I know the feeling that when you get your paycheck and you hate it because you don't feel you deserve it. And so that is about money. But if you bring it to relationship as well, if I'm not 100% honest, if I try to put my best foot forward that people say, then I'm definitely going to get into a perception game. And the last thing you want is a perception game. I believe there's one thing which I've learned from multiple coaches. If there is one single biggest formula of success, it's proximity. The people...
Can you explain?
It's who are the people, who is your peer group? Who do you spend most time with? If you are the person in the room who's the most inspiring, you're not going to grow. You need to be in presence of people who can inspire the heck out of you.
How am I going to discover people who are good for me?
Well, by being yourself. By being yourself, you'll attract those people. But so, am I 100% authentic? Well, I fail so often in being authentic because sometimes there is a situation that makes me go and say, oh, I must say this. And that's it. It's a slippery slope. But you keep pulling yourself up. You keep being who you are. And eventually, people start coming in your life who just enrich you. And that's the kind of thing you want.
Kapil, on the beginning of this show, Darren and I, we had a question for you and you answered, did you point a finger to somebody else for your mistakes? And then, our apprentice in studio, the future star, which he is a star, Matt. I like to ask the Matt, because we have a confusion with the mics in studio. Matt, before we take the, break, do you mind to share with our listeners, and they heard your story, they can find the website at Line 905, just check there. Matt, did you point the fingers in any direction for your mistakes?
I didn't point my fingers at anyone other than myself. I was coming from a place of self-hatred at the time. My mindset was very different, very much a negative perspective that I had towards everything. So I pointed it all at me and me alone.
What do you think?
Yeah, look, this is what, if there is a, that's what I was saying earlier, that if the only person I blame is me, without the relation and having the tools to understand how do I handle it, then I'm going to start hating myself and hating my life, and I'll do some really stupid things in my life, right? And unfortunate, but that's what I will do, things which will hurt me and hurt people who love me. So the natural tendency is to point fingers at others so that I'm anybody else but me, I'm not responsible. And that is also another extreme. Both are not correct. Now, you can ultimately, end of the day, I do believe that we are 100% responsible for our life. But we have to have the maturity to understand it and bring it into the context and say, yes, I'm 100% for my issues and challenges. Yes, it's my responsibility that I made $17,600 in my first year as a full-time guy. But you know what? I can fix it. There is a way in which I can do this. I'm surrounded by amazing people. What do I do today? And I've learned from amazing people. No matter what has happened in your life, no matter what, how bad it is.
That's very interesting.
We always focus on forward movement.
That's very interesting. Darren, what do you think about we take it to break and the news?
We got about, we could do that.
We should take it that one. This is the current
business insights with Marian Darren. And in studio we have...
Look at all these buttons. Only
Matthew Caruana and our guest Kapil.
Stay
with us. News, weather, traffic, and we'll be back for the next hour.
Thank you for listening.
And the authenticity is what's going to bring those people into your life. I'm curious as to what authenticity did for you. Was it just that, or did it go out into other areas of your life as well?
Yeah, it's as I said earlier, you're one person, right? What you are in one place, you are other place as well. One of the things that did not happen for me is that I still found that I was still fitting in with a lot of friends, because they had certain expectation from me. And you don't want to hurt people by being somebody suddenly you're not. Or somebody, you don't want to suddenly change yourself and say, look, this is everything is going to be like that. So I think authenticity is a very massively misused word. And it takes effort to be like that. And primarily, what has helped me is that as I started being more and more myself, I actually saw more appreciation. I don't think a lot of people who are that public, like, the amount of content they put on social media, they get trolled. I probably have like 5 instances across the last 3 years where I was trolled, because I just put everything out there. I would put everything honestly out there and nobody trolled me. So what I started seeing is that it's actually making an impact on every single part of my life, with my girls, with my wife, with my friends, everywhere. And that feeling just gives you that certainty that, you know what, I'm actually a good guy. You look in the mirror and the guy who turns back saying, you're good. It's not that, style, but you're good. You're a good person. You're a good human being and you're making a difference. So, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. You mentioned also that authenticity is a misused word. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think... it's like this. I would call myself authentic as long as it is convenient to me. But when the
sorry, can you say
it's
this?
An interesting one, yes.
Yeah, I'll say that again.
I'll call myself. I'm not talking about me. Generally, people. That's what we do. we all call ourselves authentic as long as it suits me. But when there is a problem, I should think I should take this back door.
And that's more like do as I say, what is it? Do as I say, not as I do. Yeah. A bit of that as well.
that's a good one, eh? A good one.
Yeah, it's because it's easy to say. Everybody's authentic, right? Everybody says, I'm myself all the time. Are you, when you're walking into the office, are you bringing your A game? When you're walking out of the office at your home, are you bringing your A game? Are you having high energy in your life in every single aspect? Are you actually playing it full? And incidentally, playing it full is also the title of the book. It's also the title of the summit that we're doing in March end, which actually is that you can take every single aspect of your life up, your health, your relationship, your achievement. And I think a person who's truly authentic is actually making an effort to be his best expression at all the time. At all the time.
So you first, mate.
No, I was going to say, so when we aren't authentic, what kicks in and what is that that keeps us from being that? Obviously, if a problem arises, like you mentioned earlier, we will steer away from being authentic. But is there anything that you think takes the wheel, so to speak?
I think biggest thing is failure of rejection, being judged. That's the biggest thing. Everybody, all of us, no matter how accomplished we are, we have this fear of failure. I was reading in a book or listening in a book somewhere that Jennifer Lopez, till the time she had 20 million records hit or some followers, she used to feel pretty authentic, inauthentic. She said, she used to feel like an imposter. So,
interesting.
We were like, okay. So, fear of failure.
Now, Kapil, something that I wanted to catch on is you're looking very swelt and very fit. Well done there. But as part of your life and part of your transformation, how did you go about saying, I've got to get fit, I've got to lose weight? How did you do that? Because business aside, coaching aside, we don't all want to become coaches, but I think we all want to be looking like you are here in the studio.
Thank you. Yeah, so look, this is it's a story. But I tried to lose weight for...
Stop looking at me.
Yeah.
Look at
me. So I tried to lose weight for good 18, 19 years. My wife never saw me like the way I am. So she found me fat and she stayed with the fat guy. And I call myself fat because, I don't want to be politically correct. Because I call myself fat, that's why I changed. So I tried to reduce weight. I did the General Motor diet, losing 5-6 kg in a week and then again getting it back. And I did everything. But I just could not keep away from food. I have a good friend in Australia, Rakesh. He used to say that if you put food in front of Kapil, he thinks the world will end unless he eats it. So he's responsible for the entire world, so he eats it. So I had that. Yeah. So I was like that. Nothing worked. And then I remember that night, 8th of March, 2017, I went to this landmark introduction course, which was my start of my personal growth journey, where I registered. Whole night I could not sleep. And because I could cut corners at office, I didn't go next day to office. I'm sick or I'm working from home, but I didn't sleep the whole night. And I came across this article from the guy who used to run the company called Groupon in India. His name is Ankur Wariku. He wrote an article in October 2014 about how he lost weight. And that just hit me. And I was like, this is one thing I want to do. And my definition at the time, what you start with, you never end there. My definition was that I don't set myself big target. I know myself. Of course I know myself. My only problem in life is I don't set myself big target. And I thought, let's set a big target.
Please continue. Yeah.
That night, I said, I'm strong, I'm lean, I'm healthy. And I started losing my weight journey. What I ate on March 9th, 2017, I ate this morning. I have not changed. Everybody was like, hey, you're losing weight too fast. First is you can't do this. And my mom-in-law was at home in Sydney. And Indian mom-in-laws is, if you don't eat food, she'll get hurt.
Yes.
And for me, it's like, hey, I would rather not get hurt.
You hurt her a lot, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. In my family, my great aunties and aunties used to say, oh, you're not looking healthy. And they thought
you
that
don't
like,
look healthy.
Yeah, but that was when I actually had some weight on. They go, no, you need to look healthy. And I go, no, I need to be fit.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you a question, and Darren, you can answer as well, and Matt. You said on 18th of March or 19th of March?
8th of March, 2017.
8th of March, okay. So you didn't sleep all night, but somehow you were in possession of that article, right?
Yes.
You run this article.
Yeah,
now, the question is for you, you know what I mean, for you or for Matt or for Darren, I'd like to all contribute this one. Do you believe that we run into things when we need the most? That things doesn't happen just randomly. They happen for the reason. Like, I'm just asking, I'm curious because I don't want to be the only one who believes in the thing. And if you don't believe this, that's okay. Yeah. But please.
Well, I believe that things happen. A teacher shows up when you're ready. There's one thing, however, you have to put the work. That night, I always search how to lose weight. That night, I searched, how can a 40 plus year old guy get six packs? I asked a different question from the universe and I got the answer. So it's the question you ask.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Well, wow. Matt is the one who is like, you know, like, look, you are skinny. Darren, he doesn't look healthy because, you see, I tried to feed him, you know what I mean, to put him weight. But, you know, what amazed me in this conversation in between four of us right now, that things can be achieved if you believe that you're ready there, even you before commence or start your journey. Now, Matt with us in studio today, who learns quite a lot from the Darren Cabbage Davis, and I was grateful for same thing. You know, Matt has a unfortunate, you know, I mean, events in his life. But you see, regardless of this thing, I never saw the guy has a stronger body, upper body. I mean, I'm very serious. I'm not flattering you, man. You know that, eh?
It's awesome.
No, it is, because like every time I shake my hand, I think it's gonna, you know, pull my arm or something. But then the funny thing is, see, I'm overweight. I'm 150 kilos, man. You know what I mean? I'm not a small guy, right? And I'm trying all these things, but you know, I'm absorbing what you're saying, and it's like, yeah, things happening. But then I switch on the Instagram page of Matt Shares, and I'm seeing the guy who lives in his wheelchair and does the freaking exercising, right? And what is the excuse for everybody? So what's the excuse? Stop you talking, Darren. Darren, don't interfere in my conversation. Darren, what do you think about this? Do we run? Does things happen randomly to us, or you think this happened for the reason? People, events, the reasons to we need to do something or whatever.
I'm with Kapil. I think, the teacher appears when you need it. And the way of, yes, you'll listen the most when you truly believe that you need to learn a lesson.
Yes.
Mm.
I'm inclined towards this, you know what I mean? And that's like, you see, this is what I like at this conversation. This is what I like at the radio. This is what I like at people like yourself, Matt and Darren, and other individuals who then they don't have this aura of celebrity. But I'm certain celebrity is going to steal from all of you guys this. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Darren is going to take us to the break, and in continuing this show, our apprentice in studio, Matt Shea, is going to continue entering our guest in studio, Kapil, who has so much to share with all of you. So please stay tuned with us and thank you for supporting us. Without you guys, this show will not be so great. Thank you.
It's 22 minutes past one, Live 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And Darren is right. It's 21 past one. It's time is flying. We are already hour and a half almost in studio with our awesome guest, Kapil, and as well the apprentice of ours and the future star. You're going to listen and you're going to enjoy more and more his company, Matt Shares. He was our guest, and apart from being our guest, he's learning the craft from the, you know, even I must say this one, even me, my sexy voice, from Darren Cabbage Davis. And you're really enjoying this radio station. You're really enjoying this radio show for one simple reason. It is not bringing you what you need to do, but you take the best from our guest who share their experience, their life, obstacles hitting the walls and everything else, and they achieve their goals. So, Kapil, we spoke about you losing 16 kilos in 2 weeks. So, okay, so
it keeps getting lower and lower.
Okay. So, your mother in law, she's not happy, you know what I mean? So, you not become fat. I ask you something from my personal experience, why I don't losing weight? As a person, what is missing for me to lose the weight? Apart, maybe, no, I'm dedicated. I'll tell you something. But then at 2 o'clock in the morning, trust me, it's like a Robin Hood in my house. You know what I mean? I'm chasing the sweets and freaking everything. Yeah. I'm very angry. My fourth wife, she's hiding everything from me. So please, why?
Yeah, look, what worked for me was essentially that I realized that it was about it's about my identity. So who am I and how I look at myself? So I'm not a health coach at all. But when I talk to a client, when I'm working with the client for helping them take their life at a different level, their career at a different level, it always boils down back to their identity. And they end up losing weight. And many times I've challenged them saying, oh, you want to lose half a kg a week? Why don't you go for 2 kg? And they have surprised and they have done it. It's identity. The amount of work you put in, how you put in, what is the mindset, what do you eat? Like in my entire 16-week journey, I had never had any cheat days. I never needed to have cheat days. No temptations. So that's what I believe. I believe the only way to not have temptation is to not have, is to actually just kill it. Don't even have it.
But may I ask you, you know, ask him on behalf of Darren, because he just sent me text there. How do you keep with that nice, yummy Indian food? You keep in dieting like that?
Well, you stop.
I asked for the Darren Kebs Davis. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you stop thinking about it as nice, yummy Indian food and you think of it as a nutritional source.
Okay, so
we have somebody who's better than me in health. I mean, he would know and he would agree that it's about, you look at the food differently. Your relationship with food changes completely.
Absolutely. I'm curious though, because you mentioned it was the change of identity that really helped you get to where you wanted to be and help you achieve your goals. To change your identity, that's a hard thing to do.
It is very hard.
what was that process for you though? Because it's quite an identity change. It's drastic.
Yeah, it's a great question. See, first is that I don't think somebody's saying, oh, I need to change my identity, right? Right now, who am I is the question that I have to answer. What do I do? Why does actually... What gets me energized? I was listening something from Mel Robbins, I think yesterday, and she said that the biggest question you want to answer is not about my purpose, passion, goal, and everything, but you want to ask what energizes me. So once you start asking this question more and more, you start attracting it from the universe because that's what you're looking for. You find similar people and your identity shifts gradually to a place where you say, I'm lean, I'm strong. And I put this challenge for myself that, hey, I'm 48-year-old, and I'm like, hey, before 49, can I be a six packs? And suddenly the game changes because it's not that if I don't get that goal, I'm just going to be devastated. But it's just a goal. It's something which I want to work to get just to see whether I can or not. And it's the same thing about money. It's the same thing about relationship. Can in my presence, my wife, my partner, my spouse, can they feel like they're the king and the queen? Can I have like the most juicy relationship with her? Can I have like really a lot of giving relationship with my clients? Can I actually bring them up? It's all... that identity shift which happens, that what's my relationship with the world? That's what I believe
about. So Matt, may I ask a question? So did I understand this correctly? I should ask the question, universe, or I should say I am lean? Or should I say universe, no. Can I be lean? No. Or I should say I am. Why I am? Because I'm not lean. I am. Are you laughing, Darren? You love me.
Well, so how I can say, let's hear from the answer we can peel.
Yeah, but it's like, why would I say I am lean? Because I am not lean. I'm a mean machine, but not lean. So how would
Well, most likely, but I think Kapil will have the answer. But you'll say I am lean, but.
But.
You'll throw a but in, and that will be it.
Mm. So look, our subconscious does not know the difference between what is real and what's not. That's why we can fool ourselves into thinking I'm an idiot. Start saying I'm an idiot and you'll feel like an idiot. Start saying I'm an intelligent guy, you'll feel like an intelligent guy. So when we say I am lean, I am strong, I'm like incantation. Yeah. Incantation is different from affirmation. You're putting yourself, and this is Tony Robbins stuff, right? Yeah. So you put yourself in the peak state, you're feeling amazing. And then you say, I'm lean, I'm this, I'm that, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I'm a great human being, I'm relentless, I'm responsive, I'm great, I'm awesome. And when you say those things, your mind, subconscious mind, get that message constantly and said, you better become. And then your behavior very gradually starts shifting towards being that person. You got to see the vision first, then go there.
I have a question for Matt. And as we know, Matt is in wheelchair. There's no secrets, there's no hiding. The guy is a guardian in fitness. However, Matt can walk, but Matt, he wants to walk and he's pushing the bicycle on a gym. Matt, do you say yourself, I am walking, or you say something similar to this? Or do you have like a goal vision? You're going to be walking in 2 weeks' time.
I'm big on vision.
What drives you to do this?
Visualizing. My biggest thing. Come on. the way I see it is by having a clear image in my mind, I am solidifying my subconscious in believing that. And like you're saying, Kapil, it's an identity shift. Yes. It is. But obviously, physically, recognizing you might not be there. You need something to drive you. And so I actually wanted to ask you, what was that drive, that why that got you to do it? Because without a reason why, you're not going to achieve anything. So what motivated you and pushed you to achieve that massive goal of yours?
In terms of weight loss, is it?
Yeah.
It was the identity. That's who I am. I used to weigh myself once a day at least, but I used to do it morning, evening. I used to look at my food. I used to do everything simply because this was my identity. That's who I am. So I would go to friends' places and my friends would start, actually, they started making salads for me because I won't eat anything. And I was like, and look, I have a bit of a weird belief, which is probably another talk for another time, that based on science, based on, I follow Peter Diamandis, like his company XPRIZE, they are chasing 27 mega trends in the world, and one of them is basically about age, and I believe age is a disease. So age is a disease. Age is basically our cells dying. Because age is what? Age is our cells just die. Our cells don't do such a good job because the new cells which are produced, because that every time the chromosome divides. Yeah, yeah. The telomeres at the end of the chromosome, I hope I'm calling it right word, but
yeah.
Pronunciation, but they get cut and eventually the DNA start getting cut. Genes stop expressing themselves. The cell is faulty. So if you can do something, you can increase the lifespan. So they did a calculation that for every year you live now, if you take care of yourself, you live for 3 more months till 2036. And then for every year you live, you live for 1 more year. Listen, so I calculated I'm going to live till 128.
Listen, I was reading Bible. I was an altar boy. And the Bible says the people used to live 500 to 600 years old, right? In all times. And let me tell you, Bible showed the soul, man. I mean, the soul that's very short. We're living less. So somebody comes to you, Matt, or you, Kapil, both questions for both of you before you take the break. And Kapil, someone comes to you, let's just say myself, and say, Kapil, I can't lose the weight. Matt, I can't go in gym 4 o'clock in the morning like you. What would you answer to me?
I'll say you're right.
What do you mean right now? I just told you I can do it.
If you say it, you can't, you won't. You won't. If you say, I want to lose the weight, then I'll start talking to you. Because one of the things is that, like Tony Robbins said, I keep referring to Tony Robbins, but I love him. He says, the strongest force for a human being is to be congruent to how they see themselves. So if I see myself as a person who's making a difference out there in the world, I become that person. If I see myself as a lean guy, I become that guy. If I see myself making $1 million, I can visualize it and I can make it. And I don't know about physical injuries, but if that's what Matt is doing, then I will walk, he will walk.
I don't, Matt, if somebody like me come to you 4 o'clock in the morning, I can't go in gym, what would you tell me? We'll take a short break. That look in the eyes. Done.
And actually, I have Alec Black with I Need a Dollar. So just on for what
money,
Kapil
money,
say,
money, money.
Take a shot. Anyone want to manifest some money in their life?
I need a dollar.
Alive 90.5. It's 23 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Murray and Darren.
And Darren and I would like to say thank you to all sponsors of Alive 90.5. We'd like to say thank you to all of you who tune in, not just in Australia, but everybody overseas, and coming on Facebook page, Business Insights with Murray and Darren. And as well, I'm inviting you to come on our website, alive905.com.au. Today after 6:30 p.m., you're going to hear this awesome interview with Kapil. And there's nothing short than empowering you as well. I'd like you to welcome our future star in Rise, and he is a star itself, Matt Shares, who's Matt Shares. What was his name? Okay. Matt Shares, who is currently on training with a Master of Technology and Radio Industry, Darren Capes Davis, who's going to join us in conversation with Kapil. So Kapil, you just said, I wake up in the morning and I walk to the mirror and I say, I'm beautiful, I'm looking sexy and everything else, and things just happening.
Yes.
Ball, Matt, what do you think?
I'm big on the affirmations and self-talk myself.
Yeah, that's a good one. So you say affirmations.
Affirmation, I think, is a big part. You mentioned in your mornings, is it mornings you do incantations?
Yes.
First thing in the morning?
Yeah, I do multiple times a day, actually. But yeah.
That's even more powerful, yeah. I suppose. And how quickly do you get into that state?
I can change my state sitting on a chair right now. I can change it. Just need to say two sentences and I'm up and running. And I think that's how it is with everybody. No matter how you're feeling, no matter how it is going in your life, you can actually just change it because it's all in our control.
Yeah. So I'm curious, for someone listening who is struggling with any goal and they have a self-limiting belief, something that's holding them back, what would you say is the first thing for them to do, considering that they are really struggling and stuck in that place?
Yeah. It's going to come across very hard, but simple thing. If the person who has put themselves in a, like, if I'm the person who has put me in this problem, I can't get myself out. So I need somebody else. Chances are people who are like that, they're struggling. Their proximity also sucks big time. They're getting encouraged and, no, it's all right. You're okay. That kind of a message rather than get up and, you know, bust your ass or whatever it is. So they need to find somebody who has already achieved what they want to achieve. And they need to model that person. They need to chase this person. The very first thing is find themselves a coach.
Find themselves a coach.
Absolutely.
Would you say then, beyond that, you mentioned proximity as well. So looking at who you're surrounding yourself with.
So it's like, find a coach, find a peer group. Ensure that you take a look at list of your friends and say, am I happy with them? Do they leave me more empowered? Or do they leave me like more drained out? When I meet them, do I feel good about myself and them? And if the answer to any of this is no, then change it. Find people who are like you, people who are in that, people who are already there. Look at your friends and find cheerleaders, people who will say, wow, you're doing great, Matt. This is fantastic. And it's not just positive self-talk or positive talk. It's about actually action, meeting those people who have achieved what you want to do, and then you'll get there.
Everything's about action. Just on that though, how can people find these people that are empowering, that are going to lift them up?
Yellow pages, that is what you think.
Yeah, I was thinking yellow pages, but then I suppose it's Facebook pages or Instagram pages. I don't know.
Look, I think whenever I'm trying to, when I'm trying to find somebody who I need to, like if I have a business objective or a personal objective, I want to do something, then fact is I'm going to start looking out. And today, all of these people are so active on social media that you will find their story. And the story feels congruent to you. That's the big if. If the story feels congruent to you, feel you connected with the person, reach out, have a chat. All of these people are very, very
awesome. How do I know? Like, look, I have the question. I have a reservation, to be honest with you. I am seeing a lot of coaches. But how do I know that the person is a good for me, like yourself?
Yeah.
You know, your story, it's moving, and there's a real life examples, so I can connect with this. However, you know, there's so many coaches over there, and particularly in COVID, who lost their jobs and everything else. You know, I've seen on LinkedIn, it's a lot. It's a forest. You know, like, it's a just, I can't even explain it to you. But the thing is, everybody launches videos, the content, and everything else, but they don't know how to deliver. I can sense it. But how the people can actually relate to you or find the right coach like yourself?
Yeah, so look, my understanding about this is, and my view is that you're looking at their content. And if you can really connect with them, then go connect with them. One very important thing I always tell people is don't do window shopping, because this is not a competitive industry.
Okay.
You're not out there trying to compare and say, oh, this is there, because you cannot compare. And go take that experience. Go do that, you know, the free discovery session.
Yeah.
See how it feels. Don't make a decision based on your head. Make a decision based on your heart. And if it feels right, it will turn out right. Because there's no like one size fit all in this case.
That's a very interesting response, Kapil. Thank you very much. And maybe Matt has maybe more questions here. Did you learn a lot from Darren, Matt, so far?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. The fact that I'm here is a blessing.
How about you announce us we're going to the break? What would you say? Would you like to guide us to the break, Matt? You're listening a line.
Sure, yeah.
No, but let's go for it.
Yeah, we got Simon and Garfunkel coming up. Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, yes.
What a great song.
You are listening a line, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mari. Darren and I will take a short break. Our guest in studio, Kapil, and apprentice, Matt Shah. So we take a short break with Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, let's get it.
As a kid. Yo, Michael.
Guys, it's 12 minutes to 2. This is Matthew Caruana on Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And we've got a lovely guest, Kapil. Very blessed to have you here. You. Throughout the break, I heard about your book.
Yeah.
I heard about your book. Play it full.
Yes.
Tell us, what inspired you to write that?
Yeah, look, over time, we've been writing articles. We've been, like me and my wife, both of us wrote it. And we've been writing stuff. And we were like, you know, is there a way in which we can take this message out? And one of the core philosophy of the book, which is actually in the very front page, is that every human being is born to stand tall and be healthy and wealthy in mind, spirit, and body. That's our philosophy. So normally what happens in corporate life is we live a very sequential life. I'll take care of my job first, then I'll take care of my family, and then health comes if I have time. So the triangle of life, this is something we defined. It becomes very lopsided. But you can actually have it all across all aspects of life. That's the entire premise of the book. In fact, we're taking it to a next level. The book was published 1.5 years back, and it was an Amazon bestseller in India and Australia. But we're taking it to a next level by doing a summit at the end of March, and we start the registration process from Monday, which is really, we're getting 24 experts from across the world. We have somebody who basically was a world champion in triathlon twice. We've got people like the highest paid, highest, you know, grossing coach in the world in performance coaching. We've got people who were chief people officer of a $16 billion organization to people who have built up, you know, a several $100 million organizations. These people coming in and talking about their experiences. How have they taken it all and how have they played it full? And all of that points out to few things at the bottom, which is your mindset. What is your identity? Who you are, what you believe in about yourself. Are you able to actually build the 4C framework, which is really about, do you have confidence that nothing in my life is going to hold me back? Do you have certainty that there's a life of abundance for me? Do you have clarity about what you want to do? And do you have the courage to take actions? Are your standards set? So this is all it boils down to. Everything boils down to these 4Cs in our views.
Do you believe this dictates the overall quality of our life?
Absolutely.
Those four things. Yeah, that's amazing. And so who would this book be perfect for?
Yeah, look,
it sounds very corporate oriented.
It is very corporate. It's people who are working in a job. It's people who have spent like 10 years plus in the job, because these are the people who typically tend to be like, you know, they're getting disillusioned a bit. These are the people who are saying, you know, I'm doing a good job. I get the money, but it just seems that I'm really limiting myself. I can be so much more. I can make so much more if not for these circumstances and these external limitations that I have.
Now, someone has been working. They may have just jumped into this great, awesome radio show, Business Insights with Murray and Darren. And we've been speaking with Kapil, and I'm not going to say the last name. You are?
Kulshrestha.
There we go. And if you want to, you can listen again to this on podcast. Be up about 6 p.m. tonight on www.alive905.com.au. But I also was hearing that the seminar, which is also called Play It Full.
It's called Play It Full. Everything
that's
is
good.
Play It Full.
So registration's Monday.
The registration opens
discounts
Monday.
For our listeners?
Yeah, sure.
Just quote Darren and Mario of Business Insights, 55% discount.
it's actually, there are going to be multiple parts to it, but then all the interviews are going to be free. We thought a lot about it. We want to make it available for everybody. So all the interviews are going to be free for people.
Wonderful. And yeah. I did have another question. Just going. Yes, yes. So also with your, how can people reach out to talk to you if they've really liked what they've heard this afternoon?
Yeah, look, there are the best way is to start connecting with us on LinkedIn and Facebook. LinkedIn is a platform which we use all the time, and because corporate people are on LinkedIn. If they're not, Facebook, you know, and my spelling is so this thing, but they can send a note to us at info@scintillate.com.au. Scintillate is that shining, sparkling thing, right? scintillate.com.au.
Can you say this in English again?
Yeah, it's info@scintillate.com.au.
Al Kapil, thank you. It's been a great,
yeah, it was a great
2 hours.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Flown. Matt, what do you think?
I have enjoyed this. This has been a great interview.
Can I say thank you to Mario Bekes for his sexy voice on this radio show? Thank you to Darren Kevis Davis for making this magic every Friday in this awesome studio for Live 90.5. Thank you to sponsors for being the grateful and kind supporting us. Thank you, Matt Chase, for being with us today in the studio and learning a lot of things. Particularly thank you, Kapil. And as Darren says, my partner in crime, please join us tonight on live90.5.com.au. Go website, check the podcast, go on YouTube, Business Insights with Darren and Mario, or the Facebook. We're wishing you, Darren and I, awesome weekend.
Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Stephen Paul from The Pass are up next, and we'll be back on your airwaves next Friday at midday.
Goodbye.
Play full.